When Bnei Yisrael decide that they're going to sin and make an idol, their idol is an image that's supposed to represent something. It could be anything from the pantheon of gods. They just came from Egypt. Egypt is a country that was steeped in idol worship, and they worshipped everything from the sun to the Nile to animals. Why do they choose an egel? Why do they choose an animal, a calf, as opposed to the sun? Make a golden image of the sun or something else. Why is it specifically an animal? Rav Shlomo Zevin has a beautiful answer. He says that you have to look at the name of the parsha. What's our parsha? Chet HaEgel finds itself in Parshas Ki Tisa, which, by the way, is probably not the perfect place for it. It could have just as well been in Parshas Yisro after the giving of the Torah. It could have been in Parshas Mishpatim by the whole story of Nasav and Ishma. Why is it that we find it here? What's Kitisa? Rav Zevin says Kitisa is to lift up. So he says, what is the understanding of lifting up? He says, man and animal, at the end of the day, are not so far off. We have certain needs, certain functions. But what's the difference? Kitisa, man lifts his head, holds his head up high, and says, that's what I am represented by, my head. What's in my head? My brain, my thoughts, my intellectual capabilities. That is man. What's an animal? Animal looks down. In fact, the animal's head is by its stomach. What drives an animal? Its desires, its passions. They're not, that's where the disconnect lies. Man has the ability to elevate himself above that, animal not. I would add that there's one other difference, is that because man's head is looking upward, there's vision, there's depth to what they're looking at. The animal is much more, by looking down, it's much more limited to its dalet amos. The Jewish people, when they built the Chet HaEgel, what they were saying, it was a loud and clear statement that what are we governed by? We're governed by our instincts and our passions. We're governed by our desires. Our stomach is more powerful than our brain. Our vision is lacking. That is the deep disconnect that the Jewish people have at the moment of Chet HaEgel. But before the parsha even gets to Chet HaEgel, the parsha tells us there is an antidote. How do we avoid that? Kitisat Rosh Bnei Yisrael. What is it that each Jewish person has to do? Lift your head up. Look forward. Have a vision. Have a plan. And be governed by your intellect and by your human capacity for greatness, not by your stomach and your animal instincts. Have a good day.